On Saturday, January 20th, 2001, George W. Bush was scheduled to be inaugurated as the President of the United States. Bush became president after the Supreme Court ordered that votes in Florida stop being counted, giving W. the victory over Al Gore. Thousands of people protested around the country on Inauguration Day. In Washington, D.C., much of the action started at a rally in DuPont Circle.
You're going to hear voices raised in protest of the theft of American democracy that has occurred over the past 10 weeks. I have two questions for you. Did George Bush win this election? The second question, did the people decide who was going to lead this nation?
One speaker was an eyewitness to some of the Republican shenanigans in Florida. Let me get your name, please.
Arthur Bonamia.
Mr. Bonamia, you were talking about your work in Miami when you were involved in recounting the votes. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Right. What happened is on that Wednesday, November the 22nd, approximately 10:30, I reported to the government center as part of the manual recount team, since I'm a member of the Democratic Executive Committee. There were several people with cell phones outside that were not local. They were young, and they were on their cell phones discussing what to do about the manual recount. One of them asked to repeat the instruction, like an instruction, and the fellow that was next to him asked him, who was on the cell phone, what did he say? And he said, shut it down.
Granny D has walked across the country for political reform, and she was here in D.C. as well. We're with Granny D. Granny D, talk about why you're here in Washington today.
I'm here in Washington today because I'm trying to say, wake up, America. Don't you understand that we're becoming an oligarchy instead of a democracy? We are spitting on the graves of those who fought and died to keep this a democracy, and it is becoming an oligarchy, and I want it stopped.
Well, you've been working tirelessly, including walking across the whole nation. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, I am a very old woman. I'm 91 on the 24th of January, but I have 13 great-grandchildren, and I said, I live on Social Security. I have nothing to leave to those children, but if I could change the situation in this country so that it's no longer one of an oligarchy, but back to a people, back to a government of the people, by the people, for the people, that would be a fine legacy to leave to them and all the young people in this country. And so that's why I walked, and that's why I'm here today.
People began marching towards Pennsylvania Avenue to confront the new president.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Can you let our listeners know why you're out here on this cold and rainy day marching in D.C.?
I'm out here for thousands of people in Florida who are disenfranchised in this election. I'm out here for the threat of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge being exploited for oil companies, rich bastards, who will not face up that we need new energy sources.
D.C. police blocked the thousands of marchers as they made their way towards the White House. At 14th and K Street, police had commandeered the intersection, stopping the march.
Excuse me, sir. I'm with KVMR-FM radio. Why are you stopping these people from going through?
Get back on the sidewalk.
Sir. I'm trying to find out why these people are being stopped. I'm with a press officer. Can you tell me why these people are being stopped?
No, sir, not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Okay.
You know when? I don't know, sir.
Can you tell me why they're being stopped?
Okay. You don't know who knows?
Should
we go a different
way?
I'm not calling the shots, okay?
I understand. I understand. It seems like a bunch of people are trying to express their free speech and they're being stopped. He's trying to find out why.
Well, it started now. Police are beginning to attack the protesters, and here we go.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
One protester is standing atop a streetlight here in the intersection waving an American flag as other protesters taunt the police, calling them cowards. We've had one brief scuffle between police and protesters, and more and more protesters are coming to the intersection. The police are reinforcing their positions, blocking the intersection here at 14th and K. Protesters are pushing their way out into the street. Police are scrambling, finding them, pushing them back, and it looks like it's about ready to break out here on 14th and K. Riot police coming in with black jackets, and brief scuffles keep happening as more and more people are trying to push their way through. Officers are coming reinforcing from the other side. At least some of the protesters apparently have decided to continue and move on to make their way towards Pennsylvania. One young woman was walking down the street with a compress on her eye. I'm with KVMR FM in California. Can I get you to tell our listeners what happened?
We were trying to cross the street legally, and trying to stay under groups 25. They wouldn't let us cross the street even on a walk sign. We decided on the walk that we're going to step into the street, and they started swinging. And police officer who seconds before told me as a female that ladies should step back, punched me directly in the eye. I hit the ground, I covered my head, and I waited, and they kept hitting me as I was on the ground kicking.
Now, were the police also using tear gas at some point?
The reason why we're dispersing is because there was a tear gas warning. I think we're trying to regroup. This is chaos. The police are just not really making much sense. They're just locking up corners and not letting us even get down to the parade route at all. It's as if they know if they can trap us all the way back here, then we're never even going to be seen all the way down there. So they just want to block us down up here.
Can I get your name, please?
Jamie Smith.
People attempting to get through to Pennsylvania Avenue are being herded through like cattle and demanding, the police are demanding that everyone allow themselves to be searched in order to get to the parade route. A crowd of as many as 10,000 were waiting for the new president at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue. And you can hear what the crowd thinks of the inauguration of George W. Bush. And now the U.S. military is coming out to line the parade route in order to protect the president from the unruly mob as George W. Bush is going to make his way up Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House from the Capitol building. And the crowd here in D.C., thousands of them showing their disapproval for George W. Bush as the motorcade makes its way past 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue right in front of the White House. Here comes the color guard marching their way down the street to chants of boos everywhere, signs, hail to the thief. George W. Bush made his way into the White House, where he'll be the resident, if not the president, for the next 4 years. Reporting from Washington, D.C., and the inauguration of George W. Bush, I'm Mike Thornton.